KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Some scores from last night's boys' high school basketball games. Atlantic played Red Oak and won 57-47. Exira EHK lost to Ankeny Christian Academy 70-44. Nottoway Valley beat out Truro 60-41, and Griswold lost to AHST 51-49. New York Knicks big man Marcus Camby is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks because of an injured left foot. The Knicks said Friday that Camby had an MRI which revealed a strained left plantar fascia. He was hurt Thursday in a loss at Indiana, a game Knicks coach Mike Woodson said was probably the best he'd seen the veteran play this season. The 38-year-old Camby missed much of the early season with the injury, but had recently moved into the starting lineup at power forward for the shorthanded Knicks. Woodson said the Knicks would start 40-year-old Kurt Thomas there Friday against Chicago. The Knicks remain without veteran Rasheed Wallace, also with a left foot injury, and Amir Stoudemire is playing restricted minutes in his return from left knee surgery. The Washington Wizards say point guard John Wall has received full medical clearance and will make his season debut tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. Wall completed his third straight day of practice with no setbacks Friday. He said he's feeling no discomfort in his knee. The former number one overall pick has been sidelined since being diagnosed with a stress injury to his left kneecap in September. Coach Randy Whitman said he'll have to keep an eye on Wall's conditioning during the next few games. Wall said he's still getting his legs. Without Wall, the Wizards are 5-28, the worst record in the NBA. New Chiefs coach Andy Reid began filling out his staff, hiring former Eagles quarterbacks coach Doug Peterson to be his offensive coordinator and longtime Jets assistant Bob Sutton as the defensive coordinator. Peterson spent the past 4 seasons on Reid's staff in Philadelphia, while Sutton had stints as the Jets defensive coordinator and was their assistant head coach this past season. The Philadelphia Eagles will interview Bengals offensive coordinator Jay Gruden on Monday. The team has already interviewed 7 candidates since firing Andy Reid on December 31st and has permission to speak to 2 other coordinators. Gruden, the younger brother of John Gruden, just finished his 2nd season in Cincinnati. He previously served as an offensive assistant on his brother's staff in Tampa Bay from 2002 to 2008. He also coached several years in the AFL, winning the Arena Bowl title twice. Gruden interviewed with Arizona on Thursday. The Eagles are expected to interview Indianapolis offensive coordinator Bruce Arians and Seattle defensive coordinator Gus Bradley. People familiar with the decision say Titans coach Mike Munchak is parting ways with special teams coach Alan Lowry, the designer of the Music City Miracle play that spurred Tennessee's lone Super Bowl run in 2000. The people say Munchak has told Lowry his contract would not be renewed. The people spoke to the Associated Press on Friday on the condition of anonymity because the team is not announcing any moves until all coaching changes are completed. Lowry just finished his 17th season with the franchise, the last 14 coaching special teams. He designed home run throwback that the Titans used to beat Buffalo in an AFC wildcard game in January 2000. The Titans returned a kickoff and 3 punts for touchdowns in 2012. The Tennessean first reported the move. Jack Taylor, who set the NCAA scoring record with 138 points in a game in November, is out for the season after breaking his wrist. Grinnell College spokesman Ted Schultz says Taylor fractured the radius on his shooting arm during a 119-117 win over rival Cornell on Wednesday. Taylor will likely have surgery within a week and be out 2 to 3 months, costing the sensational sophomore the rest of the season. Taylor captured the attention of the basketball world when he dropped 138 points against Faith Baptist Bible College on November 12th, shattering the previous mark by 25 points. Taylor finishes his season averaging 36.3 points per game and leading the Pioneers to a 9-3 record. Iowa State quarterback Jared Barnett, who went from the starter to a third stringer in just over 2 months, has decided to leave after two seasons. Cyclones coach Paul Rhodes announced Friday that Barnett and linebacker C.J. Morgan will be transferring. Barnett led the Cyclones to the biggest win in school history in 2011, throwing for 376 yards in a win over then number 2 Oklahoma State. But Barnett lost his starting job to senior Steele Jantz twice in 2012, while freshman Sam Richardson took over as the starter for the final two games of the season. Barnett threw for 1,825 yards and 12 TDs at Iowa State. Rhodes says Morgan has some health issues with his family and is looking to play closer to home. Alabama tailback Eddie Lacy, cornerback Dee Milliner, and right tackle DJ Fluker are entering the NFL draft. Lacy and Milliner announced their plans to skip their senior seasons Friday at a news conference. Coach Nick Saban says Fluker couldn't be there but made the same decision. Milliner is considered a potentially early first-round pick. He had 2 interceptions and 22 pass deflections. Lacy was MVP of the national championship game after rushing for 140 yards and scoring 2 touchdowns. The 6'6", 335-pound Fluker started 35 games for the Tide and was a second-team Associated Press All-American. Fluker and Lacy are regarded as likely early-round selections. Major League Baseball will test for human growth hormone throughout the regular season and will step up efforts to track the use of artificial testosterone. Players were subject to blood testing for HGH during spring training last year, and the agreement between management and the Players Association expands that throughout the season. Those are in addition to urine tests for other performance-enhancing drugs. Under the changes to baseball's drug agreement, the World Anti-Doping Agency Laboratory will keep records of each player. The deal between free agent pitcher Francisco Liriano and the Pirates is on hold. He injured his right non-throwing arm over the holidays. He had reached agreement on a 2-year deal worth around $14 million just before Christmas, pending a physical. Pittsburgh general manager Neil Huntington did not get into specifics about the nature of the injury, only saying the team remains in contact with Liriano. The Toronto Blue Jays and catcher Henry Blanco have agreed to terms on a 1-year, $750,000 non-guaranteed contract. The team announced the deal Friday. The 41-year-old Blanco played in 21 games for Arizona last season, batting .188 with 1 home run and 7 RBIs, before torn ligament in his left thumb ended his season in August. In 15 major league seasons, Blanco has hit .227 with 69 home runs and 284 RBIs with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Colorado Rockies, Milwaukee Brewers, Atlanta Braves, Chicago Cubs, San Diego Padres, New York Mets, and Diamondbacks. Left-hander Tommy Hotovy has been designated for assignment to make room on the 40-man roster. The Players Association for the NHL has begun electronic voting on whether to approve the new collective bargaining agreement. The balloting will continue until today at 8 a.m. The league's Board of Governors unanimously approved the deal that was tentatively agreed to on Sunday, the 113th day of the NHL lockout. If a majority of the 700 players eligible to vote approve the deal, training camp will start Sunday with the start of a 48-game schedule set for January 19th. Lance Armstrong plans to admit to doping throughout his career during an upcoming interview with Oprah Winfrey. The interview, scheduled to be taped Monday and broadcast Thursday night on the Oprah Winfrey Network, will be conducted at Armstrong's home in Austin, Texas. Citing an anonymous source, USA Today reported that the disgraced cyclist plans to admit using performance-enhancing drugs, but likely will not get into details of the allegations outlined in a 2012 report by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency that led to Armstrong being stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles and banned for life from the sport. Armstrong representatives declined comment, including his attorney, Tim Herman. The New York Times first reported last week that Armstrong was considering making a confession. Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN Sports.